You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam, the faggot. Today is Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025. I hope you're doing well. As you can probably tell, my voice is not that strong because I'm fighting a cold. This is like the fastest cold I've ever had. I must be getting stronger, you know. As time goes on, other people get weaker, I get stronger. I like the sound of that. I hope everything's going well with you. I've had a lot of work on personally and just a lot of stuff going on, honestly. Like, I'm pretty exhausted. Lots and lots of great stories on the website, though. And I must say that, like, today, after I get done with this podcast, I'm going to be publishing some really, really awesome stories. So definitely check them out, okay? I work hard on these things, and so you guys should be reading them. Today's episode is going to be about something that bothers me quite a bit, and I think it's important to talk about. I think alphas who own faggots out there who are listening to this should be talking to their faggots about this topic, okay, particularly. And it involves this idea that I hear on social media, and occasionally I'll hear faggots say this, that faggots should not try to have a good job or pursue dreams or financial dreams or job-related dreams or have aspirations other than service to men. Particularly, I hear this a lot in FinDom, unfortunately, where these FinDom quote-unquote masters tell faggots that they're worthless and that they're only good for one thing, and that's paying money to them, and they should just work and huff poppers all day and do nothing else, you know. And they tell them that they're not alpha, so they deserve to just work a crappy job in a fast food joint or something like that, you know. That they're worth nothing. And I just want to tell all the faggots out there that are listening that is bullshit. All right? Don't you ever let anyone tell you that you are worthless. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you don't deserve anything nice in life, or that your dreams are not worthy of being pursued because you're a faggot. Okay. It's one of the worst things. I've been fighting this for a long time. It's probably my long time readers know. I'm always railing about this on social media. Because it's just not true. And it takes a fetish view of hierarchy. You know, it's a meme version of hierarchy, you know, where there'll be a picture of a faggot with, you know, cum and slobber and whatnot all over its face. And it says something like, you know, faggots are worthless or whatever, or good for nothing or that kind of thing. Or I see alphas write this in tweets and whatnot. And it's really disheartening. And I hear faggots accepting this for themselves, this idea that that's all they're worth. And I can't stand it, because that is, couldn't be any further from the truth. First of all, I just want to point out that there are some very successful faggots out there, okay? For instance, Sean the Fag that I, you know, he's one of the big stories that ever my site ever produced. You know, he's worth millions and millions of dollars. He's helped found a company that's making tens of millions of dollars a year, maybe more now. But he was one of four founders. He did that, okay? Other faggots have achieved great things. You know, they're faggots, for instance, that are serving some cash masters that I follow. They've bought houses for these men. They've turned over huge sums of money to them because they are executives. This is the point. Just because a male has a great job, it doesn't mean anything about what he is inside. Okay? So this idea that faggot should be like just some slob that lives in a one-bedroom apartment somewhere in squalor and goons to men and gets pissed on by men and is treated like trash and has no life prospects. That's just false. And you should never believe that about yourself. I'm talking to my faggot brothers, obviously, out there. But here's my other thing, too. Like, why would you ever want to serve an alpha who tells you that about yourself or is trying to convince you of that about yourself? There is a point that faggots can have some self-esteem. It's not anti-hierarchical for a faggot to have some sense of self-worth. This idea, I can't stand it. This idea that faggots should just hate themselves. They should feel embarrassed about themselves. It's wrong, you know. It's just wrong. Maybe it's becoming from my perspective because I don't feel that way about myself, all right? Fuck, I sing songs about being a faggot, okay? On the internet. So, like, clearly I don't feel that way, right? But, for this past year, since I've been out of prison, and I gotta tell you, like, the prison thing really broke me down, okay? It really was hard. It was the hardest thing. It was harder than cancer. It was harder than all of it. And I felt bad about myself. Worse than even when I had menial jobs back in the past. I felt bad about myself then. And I felt really terrible about myself in being in prison, coming out of prison, not sure what my prospects were going to be like, what might happen. And so I had every reason to feel down about myself or to feel worthless, okay? But I worked. I've been working and struggling and failing, etc., the past year to get some sort of traction because I don't want to be a loser. I don't want to fail, okay? I don't want to fail as a faggot. I don't want to fail as a person. I've got huge dreams. And I'm not giving them up so I can live out some fetish idea about what a faggot's supposed to be. And neither should you. Brothers, there are a lot of... I know many, many faggots, thanks to this website and thanks to my associations with you guys. And I've met a lot of creative, intelligent, insightful fag brothers out there. Some of them have amazed me. Some of them serve with just unbridled joy that inspires me every day. You faggots out there are an example of what a faggot can be. You know what I'm saying? And part of that is you can have a good job. You can have a career. You can have financial hopes. Maybe those hopes would be linked to an alpha, but like Maybe not. Maybe it's something that you want to accomplish for yourself. You have the right to do those things. Don't ever, ever, ever let anybody steal those things away from you. I mean, service is a part of my life. And it should be a part of every faggot's life. But it's not all of life. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to build something. And it's especially true, I think, with faggots, because we're not going to have a security net. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to have a spouse, probably. We might have a master, but masters come and go, don't they? Like, we get dismissed pretty regularly, and masters change their mind, or masters return to being heterosexual, or exclusively heterosexual, or whatever. Like, you know, things change all the time. We can't just blow every dime we have in Findom and have nothing at all, or be in terrible debt for the rest of our life. It's simply not reasonable. It's the same with our life in general. We have to build for ourselves, because we can't really depend on anybody else. We're faggots, okay? So we're essentially, we're consigned to a life of being alone, you know, in a certain way, even if we're owned, you know? And so that's just a reality, you know? And that's why, like, I'm so inspired by alphas, you know, masters that I've covered, like Master Chin, for instance. He put his long-term faggot Chin through nursing school. Master Lorenzo, you know, has Giovanni doing schooling, and just these masters that I've covered who are doing inspirational things with their faggots, you know, not just taking from them, but viewing their faggot like a garden, where the master can plant seeds in that garden and have it come to fruition. I mean, do you think that a master would not benefit from having a successful faggot? Of course he's going to, you know. A smart alpha is going to want to do that with his faggots, not tear them down and then trash them. How stupid is that? How stupid is it for the faggot to let the alpha do that to him? It should never happen, okay? You have value in the world, not just to alphas, not just sexually or financially or whatever, domestically. You have value because you are a person who humbly recognizes your place in hierarchy and accepts it. That alone puts you far ahead of most people. And it shows character, you know. And so I just want to tell you all that you have to have dreams, and you have to have goals in life, you know. I really want that for all of you, because I want it for myself. I've always been very ambitious about things, and I've failed over and over again. And I'm not going to fail this time. You know, recently I got a job as a sales manager, and it's a very, very good job. It's salary plus a large commission on the company's profits, or not even profits, gross. So, like, it's a good paying job. I finally have a really good paying job after a year of just absolute desolation for the most part. And I'm working hard to make it work. And I'm going to take that money, and I'm going to turn it into a couple of other businesses, and I'm going to get remote, and I'm going to leave the United States, and I'm going to be reunited with baby boy in Australia, and I'm going to be able to see the world with him, and I'm going to be able to give the world to him. I'm going to change everything, okay? My past mistakes, or the thing I got caught up in with the drug thing that I didn't even intend to happen, but none of that's going to limit me. And being a faggot is not going to limit me either. And it should not limit you. So go out there, serve to your heart's content. Be proud to be a faggot serving superior men. That's something to be proud of. But also value what you are as a person and what you bring to the world. And don't ever let anybody tear that away from you. Because my light has not gone out in this world. As dark as it's getting, as scary as it's getting, my light has not gone out, and I don't want anybody else's light to go out either. So, that's my message to you guys, okay? And I really hope that there are masters out there who are rethinking how they approach their faggots. What better way they can treat their faggots so that everybody benefits, you know. But most of all, I want to reach the faggots out there, my brothers, who get dumped on a lot and get trashed a lot, and they get hurt, and they get lost and sad and broken, and I don't want that for any of you guys. So go and pursue your dreams. They're worth it. You're worth it. Okay. And I love you. I don't know what else to say. And I want the best for you guys. So I'm going to wrap this up. But thank you very much for letting me talk to you. I hope somehow or another it helped. And I we'll talk to you next Wednesday, okay? I'm working on a couple of interviews, potentially getting that wound back up again, so get ready for that. And if you guys have a particular alpha that you would like me to talk to, I would love to hear from you guys about that. So anyway, I will let you go, all right? I love you.
Bye.